ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम एथ कैंटो चैप्टर 16 द पायव्रत प्रोसेस ऑफ वर्शिप टेक्स्ट 7 गृहेषु जेष्वातिथयो नार्चिता शलिलैरपि यदि निर्जान्ति ते नूनम् फेरुराज गृहोपमः ग्री लाइक ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद होम्स फ्रॉम विच गेस्ट गो अवे विदाउट हैविंग बीन रिसीव्ड इवन विथ एन ऑफरिंग ऑफ अ लिटिल वाटर are like those holes in the fields which are the homes of jackals. Please repeat after me. Homes from which guests go away without having been received, even with an offering of a little water, are like those holes in the fields which are the homes of jackals. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In a field there may be holes made by snakes and mice, but when there are very big holes it may be supposed that jackals live there. Certainly no one goes to take shelter in such homes. Thus the homes of human beings where atithis, uninvited guests, are not properly received are like the homes of jackals. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदी गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गृहेषु ज्येष्यतिथयो नार्चिता शलिलैरपि यदि निर्जान्ति ते नूनं Fedu Rajo Grihopama, homes from which guests go away without having been received even with an offering of a little water, are like those holes in the field which are the homes of jackals. So, Kashyapa Muni, who is one of the Prajapatis, one of the progenitors who procreated different species of living entities at the beginning of creation, is the father of the demigods. He is not only the father of the demigods, he is also the father of the demons. He is also the father of the serpents. So all these different species of lives appeared from Kashyapa. Kashyapa had few wives. One of them was Aditi, and from Aditi the demigods were born. Therefore these demigods are known as Adityas. Similarly, his another wife was Diti. From Diti the Daityas were born, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. His another wife was Kadru. From him the serpents were born, the snakes. His another wife was Vinata, and from Vinata Garuda and Arun were born. Therefore Garuda is known as Vainateya. Vinata's son is Vainateya. So Kashyapa, he was a self-realized soul. So he was absorbed in meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this way he spent long, long time away from home. So when he came back home, a lot had happened. The Daita, the king of the Daita, Vali, he invaded the heavenly planet and drove away the demigods. They were cousins in a way. Like Daitas and Adityas, the demigods and demons are cousins. Not only cousins, they are actually stepbrothers. Yeah, the stepbrothers. They are born from the same father but different mothers. So Bali considered that we are also the children of the same father, but why the demigods, the Adityas, Indra, Chandra, Varun, etc., they have the higher planetary system as their place of residence, and we got the lower planetary system, like, which is not very nice. The facilities in higher planetary system is superior to the facilities available in the lower planetary system. Actually, the lower planetary systems are also very beautiful places. They are also known as heavenly planets, some sort of heavenly planets, Bila Sarga. Swarga is the name of the heavenly planets. And the lower planetary systems are known as subterranean heavenly planets. There also there are lots of facilities available. In some ways the facilities there are even superior to the heavenly planets. Anyway, Bali, whose place actually was the lower planetary system, was disappointed. That why did we get an inferior place as a place of our residence? And he was very powerful, so he attacked the heavenly planet, defeated the demigods headed by Indra, and drove them away. And they were wandering around, losing their place of residence. Sometimes they were even hiding in different disguise, being afraid of being tortured by the demigod, by the demons. And naturally, the mother of the demigods, Aditi, was very much afflicted. She was feeling very, very sad that her children were driven away from the home, and the home has been occupied by my children's enemies. And so she was feeling very distressed. So when Kashyapa Muni came back, when Kashyapa came back, he found that the house was devoid of opulence and beauty. So he considered what was the reason for that. He considered various possibilities, the various reasons why Lakshmi Devi go away from home. Lakshmi Devi is the giver of opulence and beauty and prosperity. Therefore, her name is Shri. So when he saw that the house has become Shri Hina, devoid of Lakshmi Devi, he began to consider what might have been the reason for that. And he is asking his wife, that is it that you did not properly treat the guest? So that is one of the reasons why Lakshmi Devi leaves the home. If guests who come uninvited guests, guests are of course can be of two types, invited guests and uninvited guests. So uninvited guests are called Atithi. Atithi. Tithi means time and A means no. Atithi, these are the guests who come unannounced. At any time of the day, they can come. And the Vedic culture is that when someone comes home, even though uninvited, he should be treated with proper respect and honor. He should be, first thing is that, as you know, the Vedic culture is that when a guest comes home, his feet should be washed. In ISKCON we have the culture, but that culture somehow has become exclusive only for gurus and sannyasis. When the gurus and sannyasis come, their feet are washed. But actually the Vedic culture is every guest's feet should be washed. Whenever somebody comes home, his or her feet should be washed. And then he should be offered a place to sit down. And then he should be offered food and water, drinks, and so forth. And then he would be asked whether he would like to lie down and take some rest. And if he wanted to stay for some days, they should be given proper facilities. And that is the Vedic culture. And it is understood that when one follows that culture, Lakshmi Devi permanently resides in that house. And when that culture is not properly executed, not properly followed, then Lakshmi Devi goes away. Shri Hina. And it, even for the demigods, that is the case. Like sometimes when Lakshmi Devi goes away, the demigods also become devoid of opulence and prosperity. For example, once Durvasa was insulted by Indra. Durvasa Muni gave his garland to Indra. Indra casually placed the garland at the head of his elephant, Airavat. And Airavat playfully took the garland and swung it around and threw it away. And Durvasa became very upset. I gave the garland to you, and this is how you treat my garland. And he cursed him that Lakshmi will disappear from your kingdom. And that's what happened. Lakshmi Devi left heavenly planet. And heavenly planet then was again attacked by the demons, and they drove the demigods away, and the demigods became bereft of the mercy of Lakshmi Devi and the favor of Lakshmi Devi. So Kashyapa is considering here that why the house has become so ominous, why the house is looking so ominous, and why Aditi is looking so morose. So that's why he's inquiring from her, what actually happened? Anyway, then this chapter will eventually describe what actually happened. Bali drove the demigods away from the heavenly planet, and then she begged her husband, please do something to reinstate my children in their rightful position in the heavenly planet. And Kashyapa advised that you please the Supreme Personality of Godhead and perform this payavrata. Just sustain on milk only and perform these rituals and austerities, and as a result of that your desire will be fulfilled. That is, your sons will be reinstated again in their kingdom. And as a result of that, as a result of Aditi's performing this payavrata, Vamanadev appeared, the Lord appeared as Vamanadev, as the son of Aditi. And Vamanadev, as you know, tricked Bali Maharaj and took the kingdom, heavenly planet, away from him and gave it back to the demigods. And he was banished. Bali was banished to the lower planetary system, Sutala Loka. But he had one benediction also. He had two benedictions. One benediction was that the Lord will become his gatekeeper. Bali will stay there in the Sutala Loka, but the Lord will also have to stay there with him. And he'll have to stay there as his gatekeeper. And the Lord actually, Krishna, agreed to do that. He himself proposed that I will become your gatekeeper. But in this respect also there is another very nice anecdote. When Narad Muni was searching for the greatest devotee, he was told by Narad Muni was told that Boli Maharaj is the greatest devotee. So Narad Muni went to Boli Maharaj, and Boli Maharaj, while he was praising Boli Maharaj, and he mentioned that you are so fortunate that the Lord resides as in the same place where you are as your gatekeeper. And he said, actually, it is not his favor. It is he is guarding my gate so that I don't get out of that place and create disturbance to the demigods. So that is how Boli Maharaj saw that. But actually it was the Lord's favor. He was protecting Boli Maharaj. No one could enter into Boli's palace without the permission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And another benediction that he had, that in the next Manvantar, he will become Indra. Every Manvantar, there are 14 Manus come in a day of Brahma. There are 14 Manus in a day of Brahma. So, when the Manu comes, that reign of Manu, which is 71 Chaturyugas, during that reign of Manu, the whole structure changes. Different personalities become Indra, different personalities become the seven sages, the Lord appears in a specific incarnation. So whole system in each Manvantar actually changes. In each reign of Manu, the structures change. Now, in this Manvantar, Indra is the Lord of the demigods, king of the demigods. But in the next Manvantar, Bali Maharaj will become Indra. So that is the benediction he had. Since he had the desire to be the ruler of the heavenly planet, he will rightfully acquire that position. So that is actually the way to do things. If we sincerely want something, but abide by the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he will fulfill our desires in a proper way. But if we go against the will of the Lord and the arrangement of the Lord, then we simply create disturbance in the society and we invite sufferings for ourselves. Therefore, the intelligent thing to do is to submit to the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and act accordingly. And he will fulfill our desires. Even if we have some material desires, even if we have some desires to enjoy this material nature, but if we remain submissive to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will fulfill even those desires. Therefore, there is no need to go against Krishna's will. An intelligent person will always remain submissive to Krishna's will. And Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can make any arrangement. He allows the atheistic demons to enjoy in this material nature. So what to speak of his devotees? Of course, he wants that his devotees would enjoy with him in the spiritual sky. But if some devotee has some material desires, then Krishna will fulfill that desire also. And there is no need to separately endeavor for fulfilling those desires. The desires may be latent in the heart, but if one remains Krishna conscious, then Krishna, who is the super soul, who knows about all the deep desires within the core of our hearts, may fulfill those desires if he feels that will be necessary for our spiritual advancement. Spiritual life is not dry. Spiritual life is full of joy. And spiritual life and the spiritual process also, devotional service, is also executed happily. Susukham kartum abhayam. So the process is performed in a happy way, and the result of that is not just happiness. The result is bliss, spiritual joy. Like, the happiness and joy is not the same thing. Happiness is material. Joy is spiritual. Bliss is spiritual. this nature, this material nature is full of suffering. This material nature is full of misery. And when these sufferings and miseries are reduced to some extent, we call it happiness. Happiness in this way, is a material concept. Cessation of pain, reduction of misery is happiness. But bliss and joy is diametrically opposed to suffering. For example, if misery is considered to be darkness, if misery is darkness, then when the darkness is dispelled to some extent by lighting a lamp, that is happiness. But when the sun comes up and darkness is removed, then that can be considered to be joy. The state of joy is total absence of misery. In Sanskrit, the expression that has been used is atantik dukkha nibritti, the total cessation of suffering. Not just temporary cessation of suffering, total cessation of suffering is the result of joy. When we are situated in a blissful state of existence, then there is no consideration of suffering. Suffering is totally absent from there. Just as when the sun comes up, there is no room for darkness. Automatically darkness is removed. Similarly, when we become situated in our spiritual identity, when we become situated on the spiritual platform, then suffering is totally removed. And we become situated in a state of bliss, ananda. So we are all hankering for happiness, that is, cessation of pain, but actually what we are craving for is this joy. And the joy or bliss or ananda will not be available in this material nature. As long as our consciousness is materialistic, there is no room for joy. But when one becomes situated on the spiritual platform, being engaged in devotional service to the Lord, then he is situated in that blissful state of existence. It automatically appears. We don't have to separately endeavor for that. Automatically appears. These three things automatically happen when we take to spiritual life. Eternity, knowledge, and bliss. When you become situated in spiritual life, when you become situated in our constitutional spiritual position, then automatically we become immortal or eternal, our existence become eternal, we become full of knowledge or fully conscious, and we become full of joy. Sat, Chit, Ananda. That is the identity, spiritual identity of the spirit soul. Not only the Lord is Satchidananda Vigraha, not only Krishna is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, but Krishna's parts and parcels, when they become connected to Krishna, they also become Satchidananda. An example in this way can be given, that when a spark comes out of the fire, it loses the fiery qualities and becomes transformed into ash. That ash, the speck of ash, that speck that it becomes, does not have the light and heat that is there inherent in fire. But when that speck that was spark at one time, now became a speck of ash, when that is taken back to the fire, then again it develops those fiery qualities. So that is also the case with a jiva, a living entity. When a living entity establishes his connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he also develops those spiritual qualities that the Lord himself has. That is Satchidananda. The jivas also are Satchidananda, but jivas, Satchidananda state is relative to his connection with Krishna. When he is connected with Krishna, he is Satchidananda, he is spiritual. When he is isolated from Krishna, when he is separated from Krishna, then he is Asat, Achetan and Nirananda. When he becomes isolated, separated from Krishna, then he is temporary, unconscious and devoid of joy or miserable. So that is the living entity's situation in his conditioned state. He is asat. He has become temporary. Since he lost his spiritual identity and started to identify himself with this material body, he has become temporary. Because the body is temporary, he is identifying himself with the body, therefore he is temporary. He is perishable. When the body perishes, he thinks that he also is finished. Since matter is unconscious and since he is identifying himself with the matter, he thinks that he is also unconscious. He becoming isolated and separated from Krishna, he becomes miserable. So that is our state of existence. That's our situation in this material nature. We have become mortal, susceptible to death. We have become unconscious and we have become miserable. Now when we realize that that is what actually happened to us, but actually we are eternal, full of knowledge and full of joy, but that state can be achieved only by being related to Krishna, only by being connected to Krishna, then we are inspired to practice the process by which we can become connected to Krishna. And that process is devotional service. Therefore the Vedic concept, Vedic philosophy deals with these three aspects: sambandha, abhidheya and prayojan. Relationship. What is our relationship, sambandha, with Krishna? Our relationship is like that of a master and servant. Krishna is our eternal master and we are his servants. Now, is that relationship, is the relationship there or we lost it? If we realize that we lost it, then the consideration is how can that relationship be re-established? How can we re-establish that lost relationship? And the process by which that relationship is re-established is called abhidheya. The means by which the goal can be achieved. And prayojan. Why do we need to become related to Krishna? What is the necessity? The necessity is we are, what we are searching for can be achieved only by developing our relationship with Krishna. Prayojan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave this process in a very, very wonderful way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very wonderfully, very in a sublime way, made us aware of our relationship with Krishna. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and we are his eternal servants. Krishna is the supreme whole, and we all are his parts and parcels. And that relationship can be established only by rendering pure devotional service. And the result of that establishing that relationship will be that we will receive the ultimate goal of our existence, Krishna Prem, Prema Pumartha Mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur summed up Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most merciful offering to us in the form of the gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he made us understand that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the supreme personality of Godhead. And he is the supreme worshipable personality. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesho Tanay. The supreme worshipable Lord is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Brajesho Tanay. Staddhama Vrindavanam. His abode is Vrindavan. Not Vaikuntha. Not even Dwarka. Not even Mathura. Staddhama Vrindavanam. And Ramma Kachid Upashana Brajabodhu Vargena Jakalpita. The way the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan worshipped him, that is the highest form of worship. Ramma Kachid Upashana Brajabodhu Vargena Jakalpita. And Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. The proof of that statement is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prema Pumartha Mahan. To receive Krishna Prem, to achieve Krishna Prem, is the ultimate goal of life. Prema Pumartha Mahan. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam. This is the conclusion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And tatradaro naparo. Just accept it with absolute sincerity. Accept it wholeheartedly. And don't accept anything else. There is no need to accept anything else. Just accept this simple teachings and presentation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You will achieve the ultimate goal of your life. A goal that is rare even for Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. That is the goal that one will achieve by following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. It's rare for Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Therefore, Lord Brahma appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime as Haridas Thakur, as an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Shiva appeared as Advaita Acharya to receive this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and get an entry to the topmost region of the spiritual sky, Golok Vrindavan. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes, Shamsundar. Yeah. How can that be practically applied? You mean ISKCON? I see. Yeah. Yes, that's true. Like, the society has become so degraded and deviated so much from that Vedic culture. Yeah, in a way it may be difficult to practice, but at least we can consider the ideal situation. The ideal situation, Prabhupada is saying, that in the Vedic time, after the offering is made, after the offering was made, the householder would go out on the street and he would loudly announce that offering has been made at my place. If anyone is hungry, please come and be my guest. And Prabhupada is saying, in a society like this, there cannot possibly be any scarcity. In a society like that, nobody can go hungry. So Prabhupada came to establish that standard. And in ISKCON, Prabhupada actually made a standard. Like Prabhupada Prabhupada told us that every temple and even centers, ISKCON centers, should keep the prasad for 20 people ready. Simple. Puri, sabji and halwa. The sabji and halwa can be made ready for 20 people, and the dough can be there for puri. And if somebody comes, some guests come, just fry some fresh puri, which takes only about a minute or two, and you serve the puri, sabji and halwa. And when that lot is exhausted, then cook for another 20. And at the end of the day, if something is left over, the brahmacharis will come back after distributing books, and they can take care of the rest. So this is how this is a standard that Prabhupada actually gave. And we have seen, it's not very expensive affair. And when guests come and get that kind of treatment, they will become so attracted to our movement. And when people have genuine appreciation for our movement, then they'll come forward and give all the help. It's reciprocal. You know, we take care of our guests, and the guests will take care of our movement. That's the standard that Prabhupada gave. Now, individually for householders, one may not be able to go out and announce loudly with a loudspeaker that the offering has been made in my house, but at least, as Kashyapa is saying here, that when a guest comes, at least offer him a glass of water. And along with the water, if there is some other prasadam available, as piece of sweet, piece of sandesh, then offer that. Or nahi to thoda sa, or otherwise you can offer some potato chips or cookies. The main thing is that by doing that, we are actually establishing the proper Vedic culture in this society. So ISKCON's business is actually to re-establish the Vedic culture, which has been lost in today's world. And as a result of that, real prosperity will prevail in the human society. Yes, Chita. testimony.
Is he also Vamanadeva in the same form in the subterranean planets, like guarding his
own form? Oh yeah, no, that for yeah, the way he is guarding in his Vishnu form, not as Vamanadeva. And yeah, okay, Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Gaur Premanande, Hare.
So it is Bhakti Chara Maharaj ki.
Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.